Right. What's all this? Leonard Cheshire changing their name?
I know.
Why?
Isn't that shocking? Well, they reckon that only 1 in 5 young people are aware of Leonard Cheshire and what it does.
How many of our listeners are aware of Leonard Cheshire?
I have no idea.
Quick overview.
Should we let them know?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, Leonard Cheshire, disability charity run by non-disabled people, of course, synonymous with residential care homes, although they go, ooh, no, 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 we help people to live independently. Just so you know, Lenny C, as we like to call him, was a bit of an army bloke. And when he got home from the army, a few crippled soldiers he gave refuge to. And set up his first residential care home. And maybe, you know, in the 40s, that was a bit enlightened, because I think your other options were probably to go into hospital, long stay hospital. So these were kind of like the first residential homes that he
right.
was setting up.
Very yeah? much a product of the time and everything, yeah.
The thing is, they're probably not a product of today.
No.
And I think what they want to do is probably get away from the fact that their name, when you think of it, if you do know it, you do think residential care homes.
It's kind of like changing from Windscale to, you know, the nuclear disaster, the government-sponsored nuclear disaster, to, what's it called now?
Sellafield.
Sellafield, that's
yes.
it, yeah. So, okay, so they're going to change their name to have a different association.
Well,
then.
Yeah, they want, you know, a name that's like, that shows that it does what it says on the tin, that kind of approach.
Okay, got any alternative names? I mean, I can only think of Alan Gloucestershire. Leonard Cheshire. Alan Gloucestershire.
I yeah? didn't get that.
And here's one, a little bit topical, Clark Kent. Eh?
Yeah, that's quite funny.
Little quick message to Brandon Routh, by the way, the new Superman. Beware of the curse of Reeve.
Well, yes.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, yeah, it worked so well for the Spastic Society, didn't it?
It did.
They changed their name to Scope. Yeah, I know nobody knows what the hell they do.
So what do you think it should be called?
Oh, you see, you're asking probably the wrong person, really.
Oh, okay, what about the listeners?
Well, you know what they've put forward? They have put forward a few. Equability UK.
Pass the bucket.
ABUK, which is A-BL UK.
ABLUK. Well, it certainly makes people sound disabled if they say it.
Especially if you say it like that. An equal UK, but, Matt, the Q is capital Q. But you haven't got disability in the title of any of them. You've not. A lot of people are upset because you're getting rid of Leonard Cheshire and people think, you know, it's disrespectful to the man. And
right.
All that. But they're coming up with these titles anyway that have nothing to do with disability. I mean, I personally think a new title, if it says what they do on the tin kind of thing, oh, I don't know, keep us out of sight, out of mind, you bastard. That's probably quite a good title. Jobs for the Boys. I thought you could call the charity that. I think that one
strong stuff, Liz. Strong
out.
Stuff. Is it not the fact, though, as I believe they claim, with similar organisations that are, you know, old-fashioned charities that are trying to modernise, are they not now shooting through their infrastructure disabled employees as well?
No, you see, because I used to work for them.
Ah, here we go.
Here's the truth.
You're just bitter because you got sacked.
I left in a flurry. You know, when you go through these moments of thinking you can change the world.
Yeah.
No, we've been there. Come
fools.
On, you know, and
naive
that thing about
that we
whether you work from within to make change, you know. And at one point I thought, you know, you've got to get good people in there. You've got to get disabled people who know their stuff and their politics to get in there. So I thought I'd take a job as a development worker. Oh, my God. Worst thing I ever did in my life. Saddest thing I ever did.
Are you not very
life.
Good at that then?
I wasn't too bad at the job. But, you know, meeting disabled people who are like you and me and are living in residential care, and some of them don't want to be there, and some of them do because they're saying this is the best it gets.
Let's not go there, Liz.
Do you know what I mean?
I actually think it's a that, you know, people talk about tragic but brave, that rubbish cliche, but I actually did a talk up at the Papworth Trust recently in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look round, a lot of disaffected, uneducated disabled people who are living in residential care, I realised that the only difference between us, and there was a world of difference between us, was the lack of their opportunity versus my luck. And it was really sad.
Well, that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it wasn't a great experience. So, no, I guess I am a little bit bitter. But
Interesting noises going on in the background. In case you're wondering, everybody...